It took several weeks to repair the stranded war dhow, the Sufi, and float her off the beach. Rahmad and his crew took her out and anchored her in the middle of the bay. Already the captured transport dhows were ready for the long voyage back to Muscat, their holds crammed with ivory. Dorian leaned heavily on Tom's shoulder as he hobbled down to the beach. The wound he had received from Zayn al-Din was not yet entirely healed, and Sarah was in close attendance on her royal patient. When they were settled in the longboat, Jim and Mansair rowed them out to the Arcturus. Verity and Louisa, with George chirping on her hip, were waiting to welcome them aboard. Verity had the farewell banquet laid out on trestle tables on the quarterdeck. They laughed and ate and drank together for the last time, but Ruby Cornish was watching for the turning of the tide. At last he stood up regretfully and said, "Forgive me, Your Majesty, but the tide and the wind stand fair." "Give us one last toast, Brother Tom," Dorian said. Tom stood up just a trifle unsteadily. "A swift and safe voyage. May we all meet again, and that right soon." They drank the toast and embraced. Then those who were remaining at Fort Auspice went down into the longboat. From the beach they watched the Arcturus weigh anchor. Dorian was at the rail, supported by Mansur and Verity. Suddenly he began to sing, his voice as strong and beautiful as ever. "Farewell and adieu to you, fair Spanish ladies. Farewell and adieu to you, ladies of Spain. For we've received orders to sail for Old England. But we hope, in a short time, to see you again." The Arcturus led the fleet of dhows out through the channel. When the mainland was a low blue outline on the horizon, Ruby Cornish came to where Dorian sat against the windward rail. "Your Majesty, we've made good our offing." "Thank you, Captain Cornish. Will you be good enough to lay the ship on course for Muscat? We have some unsettled business there."